The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Have to find some momentum, and they're going to go right back to the line. That was a completion to Ty Durham, a five-yard play at the 30-yard line. Now it'll be a pass to the right side. It's tipped and picked off, going the other way. It's a Curry line. Could he come up with pick sixes 2 weeks in a row? He does. Touchdown Argos. Oh my goodness, what an answer by the Argos defense. A pick six, a Curry line. We know your name this week, man. 34-7.
I was just sitting at lunch yesterday with Brian Prowitz. He's one of our sales guys and does digital, and also he's the play-by-play, and Jordan Glassdale's color on our sister station, Sports Radio 99.1 AM 1330 for the Argos games, telling him what a great job he did. But yeah, I love his call. He's so excited. He's like a little kid. I love that. But UWF, first week beat Southern Illinois University, ranked number 16 at the time. Second week beat Central Arkansas, ranked number 24 at the time. Finally, UWF is ranked. So we finally are in. They got us ranked, 22nd in the country. That's for FCS, not FBS, but, you know, no bowl eligibility for us. We're not in that same version. There's like, you know, the upper group of Division I, and then there's the other group in Division I, and we're in the other group. Okay, but still pretty impressive. I love how the article says both Southern Illinois and Central Arkansas have dropped out of the top 25. Knocked out of the top 25, did not drop out, did not voluntarily withdraw due to lack of attendance. They were kicked out. And then we play another ranked team, Austin Peay, coming up this weekend, who's ranked number 15. So, man, if we can pull off three in a row. It's never been done. No new Division I team has ever beaten two ranked opponents week over week in their beginning of their career as a Division I team. Now, I don't want to take away from the validity of that stat, which it is a real thing. But I also kind of wonder how many teams are brand new Division I teams and play ranked teams their first 2 weeks. Like, it doesn't seem like it's probably all that often. But hey, you know, we did it. They did it. You know, congratulations, Coach Nobles and everybody else, and doing a fantastic work. 4-3-7-16-24, 3-7-16-20. I think that this map business is really interesting. You've heard about this, the world map that the United Nations is wanting to switch to, has recommended switching to, actually voted to switch to a week or so ago. They voted to switch to a new map of the world. And you say, well, what was wrong with the old map? Well, I'll tell you since you asked. So in case you don't know much about maps, because, you know, you're just not that much of a nerd, you just don't remember these words from the 6th grade or the 10th grade or whenever you learn them, the most common map historically, a flat map for a round world. Yes, it's round. A flat map for a round world was the Mercator projection map. And the theory of the Mercator projection map was if you took a piece of paper and made a cylinder out of it and wrapped it around the earth and you put a light in the middle of the globe and projected out onto the paper, that would be a Mercator projection map. It's literally in the name. The idea is that starting from a fixed point in the middle, you would project out onto this flat cylinder, and that's the map you get. Very useful map. One of the reasons that map is so useful is because straight lines in reality are straight lines on the map. So if you're navigating the oceans, the Mercator projection map is super useful because if you can draw a straight line on the Mercator projection map, you can draw a straight line in reality, and that works well. The problem with the Mercator projection map is that it shows you Greenland as this giant thing that's almost the size of North America, and in reality is really small, not even remotely the size of North America. By contrast, it shows you Africa, which is right at the equator. So if you think, again, the cylinder and the projection of the globe, it's getting the least distance expansion from the light on the inside of the globe, whereas Greenland is getting a lot of distance between where it is on the globe and the actual projection on the cylinder. Okay, so Africa looks, tiny compared to its real size. In fact, Africa looks about or even smaller than Greenland, and there's no comparison between them. Africa looks a little bit larger than all of North America, and it's significantly bigger than North America. So then what we did is they went to, they've tried different kinds of maps. People come up with all kinds of maps. One map, I remember this one from years ago, was just turn the map upside down just to show people that your sort of Northern America and Eurocentric way of viewing the world is upside down. No, but to get you to think about how priority for being on top of rather than below and on left to right, because America is left of everything and on top of everything. And so based on English, where you go left to right and top to bottom, your brain tends to put priority on things that are top left. And so it kind of cognitively facilitates the bias that America is important and then Europe is next important. It just philosophers and, social activists and, cartographers, they think about all these things. Well, the other thing to think about is, does the map show the relative size of the various countries and or continents in a way that creates an accurate picture of their size relationship in reality? And the answer is the Mercator map is terrible at this. So does that matter? We'll come back to it in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, Pensacola Boulevard and Detroit Boulevard. Roadway is clear there, but it is causing US 29 to slow down. Also have a vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Scenic Hills Drive. I'm PJ at the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Okay, so what other options do you have? There's some weird ones. There's ones where you can kind of take a globe and basically slice it in, I don't even know what the shape is described as. It's it kind of looks like the side of a magnifying glass. A curve this way and a curve that way. So you get like orange peels, orange slices is kind of what it looks like. And that's still not completely flat, but you can get pretty close, but you have big gaps between where there's nothing. And so that's a weird looking map. You have an orthographic map, which would be just take a photo of a globe from one side. And that's very accurate, except for the things around the edge. You don't get a good view of those. So two sides of an orthographic map, which is kind of some of the old maps. You see that it's front side and back side, kind of looks like two coins, which is an effort to represent the world as round, but also, a map that you could use. Anyway, the map that they're advocating for at the UN is called an equal Earth map. And it's a kind of a halfway between a Mercator and an orthographic. And all that means is that the longitudes, latitudes are all straight, okay? So the horizontal lines are all straight, but the longitudes are semi-curved. So the right and left edge of the map is round, almost like a circle, and then the middle is straight up and down, and it gradually, the bend of the longitudes becomes less and less as you get towards the middle of the map. This is basically a map that ignores the significance of Atlantic and Pacific and distorts them probably the most. But nobody cares about the Atlantic and the Pacific. We're focused on the land masses. And so right in the middle of this map, you have Africa, just like on a Mercator. And then you have North America, South America, Asia, all that. The advantage of this map is that Africa is enormous, which it actually is in real life. It's enormous. It's way bigger than you think because you've been raised on the Mercator map. So the UN has said, with the leading of the African group of 54 African member states of the UN, unfair to us, man. You make us look small on your maps. We ought to have a map that's got more geographic justice to it. You might smell a transgressor's memorial service element coming. Yes, Friday, the early service at 6:20, the late service at 8:20. This will definitely make this week's episode. But here's the thing. The African nations are irritated that, the continent looks too small. And the United States looks too big. And Europe looks too big. Well, they voted 164-1 with 6 countries abstaining. Who do you think was the one, PJ? You want to take a stab at this?
It would be the U.S.
That's us. That's right. We don't like the Africa justice map. Or at least our voting elements at the United Nations did not vote for this. The resolution is not legally binding. It doesn't require countries or institutions to abandon one or the other. It's not even like Trump naming something, because when Trump names things, unless it's New Mexico, he actually has the authority to name the Gulf of Mexico and the Lake Ontario. He has the authority to rename them. He doesn't have the authority to make me say them wrong, but he does have the authority to make them. And so they do not have any authority to actually do this. It doesn't change anything. But it is what the UN has adopted. It is going to show a more accurate map of the world. And you know what? I'm actually torn on this. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I'm torn because it seems like a better map. It is a better map. It is a more accurate map of the world. It does not look like your risk map, which is highly distended and distorted, okay? It looks like the actual world. But I hate supporting a map that was primarily advocated for because people thought that you were marginalizing the size of their continent like it's some social justice thing to be entitled to your land being shown its proper size on a map. It is just such a pathetic motive. You know, like, if you came to me and said, it's a more accurate map, let's have the accurate, cool, I'm on board, I'm with you. It makes more sense. I mean, you know, the people who live in the Pacific and the Atlantic, you know, Fiji is not going to love this map, but okay, fine, you know, whatever. But do this map, it's fair to the Africans. Come on. Who cares about that? Not really. That's, you know, I don't want to hurt the Africans. I don't want to help the Africans. I just, you know, I want an accurate map. So there you go. That's your nerd topic of the day. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need a roof or you're not sure if you need a new roof or you, you know, maybe you need a repair but you're not sure, should I replace the whole thing? Quality Roofing Solutions. They do this for folks a lot. They've done 10,000 roofs in the last 20 years, so they do a lot of roofs. About 5 to 10% of their business is roof repair, so 90 to 95 is roof replacement. And the reason for that is simple. By the time you mobilize resources to do a repair, you're in the vicinity where you might as well consider doing the full replacement. So a lot of times, you know, it makes cost sense. Plus, hey, prices are not going down. And if you wait 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to replace it all anyway. Might as well do it now. And you might get insurance benefits from that. I can't guarantee that. But some cases, you know, if you have not a good roof now and you put in a good roof that cuts, you know, with a wind mitigation inspection report, you can cut your insurance in half, like in some cases. Again, I can't promise you that, but it just does happen. So they're, you know, they warranty their roofs for lifetime for workmanship. They're meant to be trying to be the people that you can just count on to do what they're supposed to do. And I know from experience with people who've used them that they say that exactly about them. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Tune in to Pep Talk tomorrow at 10:30 to hear Ingo Stark from the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge provide a preview of the upcoming Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash on Pensacola Beach. Find out more about the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge, the charities they support, and the big event coming to Pensacola Beach Halloween morning tomorrow at 10:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora, ladies and gentlemen. Respect that fact every second of every day.
Somebody says, buy a globe. People used to have them in their homes, and also agrees with all the sentiments. Somebody else is not sure whether Brother Andrew is going to come down on the pro new map side or the anti new map side. Well, I mean, I know the answer to that, but you just have to tune in on Friday to find out. Brother Andrew surprises people once in a while. Let's see. Tisk Tisk says, Brother Andrew doesn't want to help the Africans. Shame, shame, shame. And a guy who is a surveyor says, different projections serve different purposes. However, every flat map you ever see is some kind of a lie because the earth curves. As a licensed professional surveyor and mapper, I can say that from some perspective, every map is wrong. And that's true. Oh, somebody else, I've got a new, I think relatively new listener who likes to argue with me a lot, which I appreciate. That's valuable. President Trump has the authority to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico, but he doesn't have the authority to make me say it wrong. If he has that authority and you're still saying Mexico instead of America, then you are saying it wrong. Okay. I'll be it. Don't call them the Redskins. Don't call them the Indians. It's Mount McKinley, man. I don't care if they named it Mount Denali for a while. Or just Denali. I'm not in. So, I will say it as wrong as I like to say it. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and they'll probably revoke my Pentagon access over it too. You remember that? Like, they revoked reporters' access to the president. Not just at the Pentagon. It was AP for everybody. If they wouldn't say the names that President Trump wanted them to say. By the way, also the G20. We haven't talked about this, but there were reporters that were covering the G20 that got denied press credentials for no identifiable reason. Just that, White House said no. like one of the most important things that goes on in the world, this, meeting of the economic leaders of the globe, or the equal earth map, whatever. And they just got their credentials denied. These are people who that's primarily what they do is economic reporting. It's just unfathomable. Anyway, PJ has traffic on the fives.
Traffic brought to you by Florida West EDA. Every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers. Take a look at the big board. There is a vehicle crash with injuries, Pensacola Boulevard at Detroit Boulevard. The roadway is open once again. There's also a vehicle crash, 9 Mile Road at Scenic Hills Drive. Roadway is open there. And then finally have a vehicle crash, Caroline Street at Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. By the way, on the what's the actual name versus what I'm willing to say? You can change your name, gender, whatever. You can't force me to make your pronouns what you want them to be or say the name that you want it to be. If I want to dead name you, that's literally what free speech is about. So anyway, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal appeals court has upheld a ruling blocking the IRS from sharing taxpayer addresses with immigration authorities. The court says the policy violated federal law. The IRS has already provided nearly 47,300 records to ICE under a procedure adopted last year. The Trump administration argued the policy was needed for immigration enforcement. ABC denying a report that Jimmy Kimmel Live will end after its current season. An ABC spokesperson says the report is inaccurate and that any claims about the show's future are speculative. Kimmel's late night program was briefly suspended last year, of course, but is back on the air now and remains on ABC's schedule currently. And an AI story. I know how much we love these. An Anthropic researcher that previously worked at OpenAI has resigned. He's warning that the companies are moving too quickly towards self-improving artificial intelligence. Jacob Coxon is the guy's name. He says both labs are taking unacceptable risks in the race to develop advanced AI systems. His departure comes amid growing concerns from other researchers about the safety of rapidly advancing AI.
You know how when you watch the movie Idiocracy right now, you feel like, we told you what would happen. They made a movie about it.
They made this
and it just became reality.
Yes.
It just became the truth.
It manifested.
I feel like in 5 or 10 years, if there are any humans left, we're going to be like, we made 100 movies about this. We literally couldn't have warned you any more clearly. You still did it. You big dummies. I say that to avoid crying. Okay, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, somebody asked me my opinion about the GOP Republican midterm conventions tonight. Come on, man. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I get it. In convention years, it's a big deal. You're talking about the presidency. You can talk about platforms and all this. This is just a Trumpalooza, rah-rah, we're the best fest. It's probably going to be somewhat entertaining. It's a long 2 days. It's the last time anybody did this was under Carter, and basically it gave an opportunity for Ted Kennedy to get up there and rip Carter and expose all of the fractures in the Democratic Party in, you know, the middle of Carter's presidency, and to show him up. And the Democrats like, well, we're not going to shoot ourselves in the foot anymore like that. And Republicans like, let's go, man. We can do it. Oh, man. $25,000 to get in. That's what I read.
So you can afford to go.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Me and my free parking are going to come pay $25,000 to go. Actually, we're going to talk to Rick Scott. He's there. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll talk on Monday to Jimmy Patronis. He's there. Man, I don't know. I looked at the list of speakers. You know, some of them are interesting. Some of them are whatever. Apparently, Trump is going to keynote tonight and tomorrow night. Good Lord, man. 2 days in a row? No, thank you. It's just whatever. J.D. Vance is going to speak tomorrow. I think Ted Cruz is speaking tomorrow. I didn't see Rubio on the list. Maybe I missed it. Let me just do another quick search. He's not on the list. See, that'd be one I'd want to hear. I want to hear Marco Rubio talk. So anyway, it's just, I don't know. The party has gone on all in on all Trump all the time. Maybe it works. Maybe they'll spend a lot of time educating people about socialism. Maybe. I mean, that would be interesting. Useful, maybe. We'll see.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The price of gas jumped 7 cents a gallon after U.S. CENTCOM lit up 5 Iran oil tankers when Iran tried but failed to target U.S. Navy warships and U.S. troops in Jordan. Secretary of State Rubio warns.
For every time they do that or try to do that, they're going to lose tankers.
AAA reports gas at $4.22 a gallon regular as the RNC launches its first ever midterm convention in Dallas today to persuade voters to return the GOP to power in November. The New Hampshire primary sets Republican John Sununu to face Democrat Chris Pappas for the Senate seat of the retiring Gene Shaheen. Pappas beat back a socialist challenger. Three Lindsey Clancy jurors are speaking out, saying the holdout juror refused to listen to the nurses on the panel about the prescription drug effects, and he admitted to reasonable doubt, but still refused to acquit her of murder by reason of psychosis. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's News Radio 92.3 8:31. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up here in about 3.5 minutes. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce marked its 136th annual meeting yesterday, bringing together more than 250 business and civic leaders at the Sanders Beach Corrine Jones Resource Center. The luncheon highlighted the chamber's work on entrepreneurship, workforce development, and advocacy over the last year. Some of the award winners included Mana Food Pantries as Nonprofit of the Year and Bill Sheffield Realty as Small Business of the Year, among others recognized for their contributions to the community. Now, 8,000 signatures, a couple of commission meetings, now a heated exchange between a Santa Rosa commissioner and the public. That's where things are currently with the Navarre Beach Boardwalk and Event Center project. Commissioner Ray Eddington fired back at residents opposing the plan on Tuesday.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You live on the beach, tear your house down and move. You part of the problem also on that beach, lady. Anybody lives on that beach need to move out, put it back the way it used to be years ago. Nothing on the beach at all. But sand, that's it.
Eddington did leave the door open to trimming the project a bit, offering to potentially cut a bathroom and parking lot tied to the Sea Turtle Conservation Center. County leaders do say more details on construction bids will be coming soon. A woman's recovering after being struck by gunfire during a drive-by shooting outside a North 9th Avenue smoothie shop on Sunday. Police say somebody inside a passing vehicle fired multiple shots into a crowd that was gathered outside the business. The woman was hit with a single round. Investigators believe the shooting was not targeted at her specifically. If you have any information on the vehicle or the shooter, call Crime Stoppers or Pensacola Police Detectives. The University of West Florida is hosting 3 public lectures September 17th to mark Constitution Day. Nationally recognized scholars Paul DeHart and James Hankins will explore the ideas and debates behind the Constitution's creation, with sessions running throughout the day at UWF's campus and downtown at the Voices of Pensacola Multicultural Center. The events are free and open to the public. Registration has been requested at uwf.edu/Constitution Day. Florida's citrus land continues shrinking. It's down nearly 121% over the past year, according to a new federal report. There's now just over 165,000 acres in citrus production statewide. That's down sharply from 480,000 acres a decade ago. Polk County lost the most acreage this year. It does still lead the state, however. Growers have been hit by hurricanes, freezes, citrus greening disease, and development pressure. State lawmakers say they're not giving up, though, with more than $160 million set aside this year for citrus research and disease-resistant trees. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's check in with PJ. He's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, Pensacola Boulevard, Detroit Boulevard. The roadway is open there. Also have a vehicle crash, 9 Mile Road at Scenic Hills Drive. And then finally, a vehicle crash, County Road 197A at Vinewood Lane in Milton. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives. Back to you.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice, mostly sunny sky day today with just a 10% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 77 degrees with sunny skies here across the area. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Markets are down here at the opening bell. The Dow is down about 0.6%. We're at 52,462.79. S&P down 0.25%, 76,54.48. NASDAQ down 0.3% at 26,334.166. 10-year bond rate down at 4.80%. Gold prices are up 32.30, 44.71.30. Silver is up 1.13 at 68.13 an ounce. And Bitcoin is up over 1,000, 79,438.80. Looking at those oil prices, West Texas Intermediate up 270, 95.73 a barrel. Brent crude up 282. That's just topping $100 a barrel right now. Taking a look at our fuel prices, the national average up at 422 a gallon for regular. Escambia County's average prices right about 392 this morning, 394 for Santa Rosa County's average prices. Our next news at 9, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Good morning, 840 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. This is the time of the day when we talk about things that we know do not matter. This is one that does might matter, so I apologize in advance for saying something that might be useful. But here goes. How do you adjust your car's rear view and side mirrors? How do you adjust your car's rear view and side mirrors? Tell me as much as you can. 437-1620. Key questions here. Can you see the car itself in your side view mirror or not? How far back can you see the road? In the rear view mirror, do you have it like straight back, angled down, left, right, center? You know, you just tell me. It's particularly the side mirrors. This was my wife's suggestion, which I think it's interesting. We could be done in 2 minutes. I'll tell you in a minute. But 437-1620, PJ, side mirrors, how are they adjusted?
I have no idea. Fantastic. On more than one occasion, I've asked my wife, I'm like, how do you do this? Because it's all automatic now.
Oh, wait. Oh, you, like, I'm asking what your goal is. You're saying you don't know how to actually move them.
I can't
them.
Even get that far.
Doesn't matter what I want. I can't figure out how to move the dang things. That's too funny. Are they automatic? I just don't have a car that's newfangled enough, I guess.
A lot of them are in the newer vehicles.
So for different people's height and different people's positioning of the chair, the mirrors adjust.
There's like little buttons that you have to hit before you can even start adjusting it.
Okay.
I'll take you to my wife's vehicle.
I'm going to press X to doubt. I do not believe we are yet at a level of sophistication where the mirrors adapt to your height and distance from the steering wheel. But I could be wrong.
AI is going to figure it
out.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure that's coming. No, but you're definitely right that we have made it difficult to do.
Yes.
You know, which is not advantageous.
But the rear view? I as long as I can see the whole back window.
Centered on the back window,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy one. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Because they haven't taken that power away from them yet.
It's coming soon. You know, some people like the, I think some of the newer cars have, they'll project your rear camera onto your rearview mirror so that you can see the panoramic view that your camera sees, like as a digital on your... I don't use any of that nonsense. Okay, so 437-1620, 437-1620. How do you adjust your side mirrors? I'll tell you the way I was always taught to do it, okay? I'm not saying it's the right way to do it. I'm telling you this is how I was taught to do it, is you want to create a sort of an even space or an even picture of the road behind you in your side mirror. You want to get just a little bit of your car. A little bit of your car, and also a little bit angled down, not quite horizontal the way the rearview mirror, the center one, is. But you definitely have your car in it, and that's the key. Do you or don't you put your car in the side mirror? Because, well, there's a different way to do it. I'll tell you that here in just a second. 437-1620, Chris texts in. I do mine very differently than most. Instead of being able to see the back corner of my car, I have both my mirrors set to where my blind spots would normally be. So basically, they adjusted more out so I don't have any blind spots. So, that's one of the pieces of advice is the experts, those guys, the experts say what you should do is adjust it so that It's actually aimed outwards from what you would think of as normal, so you cannot see your car at all. But instead, if a car is, you know, right in your blind spot, which is just to the right or left of you and a little bit behind the midsection of the car, right, that's the place where you can't see them if they're driving there. You want a mirror to show you that. Just like the little, I forget what they're called, the convex or concave mirrors that you sometimes, like, truck drivers will have those, or sometimes they'll have even a second set of mirrors to see because you want to be able to see someone's in your blind spot. Well, you don't need to see the side of your car. You know where that is. So they say angle your mirrors out. The way they say to do that is if you're sitting in the car, you're supposed to lean your head over against the window almost and then adjust it as if that's your eye position to where it's a little sliver of your car, and then put your head back to normal position, and that'll catch your blind spot. I've never driven that way. I've not done it this way. I see value, but I also have a reason I don't want to do it that way. But that's what Chris is talking about, I think, is that, like, angled out so you can see your blind spot. 437-1620, Don says, side mirrors adjusted out as far as possible to avoid the blind spot. Yeah, that, and you probably, most likely, if you were ever taught to do it the way I was, the sort of, let's say, the classical way, not that that's right, you're probably like, what in the, you know, you cannot see your car? And that's weird. Frame of reference. I don't know what I'm looking at. Let's see. Somebody says, I bought this really cool extension rearview mirror adapter. It just clips on. And it's like twice as big as the rearview mirror, and it looks great. Somebody says, I can barely see my own car, or I have to move a single inch. I see my own car. I don't need to see my own car. I feel uncomfortable if I can't see my car. It's like I'm out in space somewhere. I don't know where the position is. But yet another person says, Michael says, angle them outward to cover the adjacent lanes and minimize the blind spot, which is the alternative. So which way do you do it? 437-1620. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Pensacola Boulevard at Detroit Boulevard. Roadways open there. Also have a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Panhandle Trail at Navarre Parkway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So the question of the day is, how do you adjust your side mirrors on your car? Can you see your car in your side mirrors or not at all? And by the way, some people angle them down. I don't get that. Some people angle them too far in where you can, like, a third of the mirror space is your car. I'm like, I don't need that much. I just need it for a point of reference. But that allows me to look through all three mirrors and see everywhere except the blind spot, which, you know, habitually, for 50 years, almost 40 years I've been driving, 39, I guess, technically, you know, and I always know to check the blind spot. But that's a hard thing to teach young drivers. I'm teaching my youngest now how to drive. But again, what they say is you should angle the experts say you should angle your mirrors out so you can see the blind spot. I'll tell you why I don't. Because I back in park all the time. And back in parking, I have a single car. We have a three-car garage, one single, one double. I get the single car side punishment. But I can back my Civic up into my garage almost full speed using both side mirrors, because if I can see the house and my car and the gap, I know I'm good. And it's easy. I do not trust the rear view camera. I'm not accustomed to that. I don't believe in it. I'm a rear parker with the side mirrors. So I'm very, very accustomed to and skilled at that. And if I angled them out, I don't know where I am anymore. I wouldn't know how to park. And, you know, anytime you're backing up, I'm a side mirror person. 847 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. John says, I cover the blind spot, angle them out. Don says, my car isn't going to run into me, so I don't need to see my car. And that's an argument for the other side. By the way, you kind of have to pick. You can't, like, adjust them every time you drive. You know, back up and adjust them when you need them. That'd be such a waste of time. Somebody says, I see the side of the car, which I think of as more of the norm. Anyway, just something to get you thinking about it. Again, the experts absolutely say it's better to angle them out so you can see the blind spot. I'm just telling you that Andrew McKay doesn't do it that way. And like many things in life, you can choose to do it right or you can choose to do it like Andrew McKay.
Billy Anderson here at Anderson Subaru in Pensacola, and we're excited to announce an incredible 75-month financing on four of our most popular models. Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback. Combined with low end-of-summer rates, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a new Subaru. Get 0.9% APR financing for 75 months on Ascent models, the family-sized SUV with flexible seating for up to 8, and 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the redesigned Outback. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Crosstrek models. And 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Forester models. Flexible long-term financing, low rates, and legendary reliability and longevity. Even more reason to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
After almost 70 years of serving the community, Tops Appliance in Milton is retiring and going out of business. That means it's time to sell everything remaining on the floor. If you've been waiting to upgrade your kitchen, replace that old washer and dryer, or add a freezer for extra storage, now is the time to make a deal. Shop a great selection of refrigerators, dishwashers, freezers, washers, dryers, and electric range ovens from the brands you know and the people you trust. Tops Appliance will remain open through the end of September, or until everything's sold out. And when it's gone, it's gone. Stop in and shop, make an offer, and take home the appliances you need today. Or simply stop by, say goodbye, and share a favorite story from nearly seven decades of Tops Appliance. Tops Appliance has been honored to serve you and your families for the last 70 years. Retirement sale. Going out of business. Only at Tops Appliance. 6721 Caroline Street, downtown Milton. Open through September or until sold out.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
My brother had his identity stolen.
My neighbor did too.
Identity theft is the number one crime in America.
My gosh, my manager?
My cousin.
LifeLock detects, alerts you to, and fixes identity theft guaranteed or your money back.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Kinda makes you think.
Don't wait to become the one identity theft happens to. Get LifeLock. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
But I don't want any of that. I'd rather...
Rather what?
I'd rather just sing.
Stop that, stop that.
You're not going into a song while I'm here.
Good morning, 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. By the way, that's a band called The Unknown. Lust for the Rush is the name of the song. And if you haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail recently, you need to go rewatch it. It's due. You know, once a year you should, really. I learned something in the break. You told me something. We were talking about your adjusting the side view mirrors.
Yes, I was...
And go ahead, because I thought it was an interesting. It's interesting. You were on a big drive.
Mirror. Yeah, we were going from Pensacola to Jacksonville, and I had to change the mirrors.
So sorry, you were going to Jacksonville. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going on a cruise.
Well, then fine. You're going through Jacksonville. Yeah. Don't say you're going to. You're going to Marietta.
I had to go to port.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, but we were driving there, and I had to adjust the mirrors, and I'm playing with these buttons while I'm driving, which is not safe.
No, it's fine.
But yeah, I couldn't figure out how to do it. And again, part of it is her space age vehicle. Okay. I'm just not comfortable with it.
I got you.
But so she said by the time we got to Jacksonville, she's like, I figured it out. It's because it's a safety feature. So all these new vehicles have safety features. You're not supposed to do stuff like that. So you have to have the car in parked, stopped, and then you can adjust your mirrors.
So you're trying to accomplish a safer drive, and the car is thwarting you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The number of things that the cars won't let you do while you're driving in order to protect you from you. Oh, this is all conditioning. This is all conditioning you to take the instructions of your digital overlords, man. I'm the same way. Like, when you drive to Tallahassee, you got to change the time on your car. Because ours doesn't change automatically. So every time we're in the Odyssey, you know, like, we get to the time zone, phones change, and now the car is wrong until we stop. Because it won't let you do that until you're driving. I ran into this the other day with something else on my car. Same thing. And I'm just like, just come on, man. Just let me drive my car. Let me do my stuff. You know, and you're always trying to save me from me. No, thank you. 853 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you get yourself locked out of your car, Ace Unlocks. That's how they started back in 98. You know, they started with basically an 89 4Runner, an 89 Mustang, a pager, and a payphone. You know, people would text them, or not even text them, but page them. Remember when you could page somebody? Anyway, they'd page them, and you'd come unlock the car, and it'd be, you know, fairly inexpensive, right? And they'd take care of you at UWF. Well, they still do it pretty cheap. It was $20 back then. They thought they'd do two cars a day, and man, it just overrun with business so much. And they expanded. And they still do cheap unlocks for UWF students as a courtesy. But they are not that anymore. I mean, they do that. But most of their business is actually doing fobs, is cutting keys for people. And, you know, you damage it, lose it, the car didn't come with two, and you want to, they'll take care of you. I got my Civic key cut there, and it was cheaper than the dealership because they have all of the same technology, all the same equipment, all the same programming, everything. They can program the fob, laser cut the key, whatever, all of that they can do for you. And like I said, cheaper than the dealership. That's one of their biggest businesses. Also, residential, you know, rekey the house, install locks, keypad locks. So if you want that instead of a regular lock. Even the app-based locks, like, you know, the cleaning crew is going to come and you only want them to have access from, like, 11 to 2. On their phone, they get access to your house only during that time. Like, that's something that they can do. Anything related to locks, vehicles, houses, businesses, whatever, 505-7545, 24 hours a day at airport and railroad tracks. You want to stop by during business hours. If you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you get 10% off. PJ has traffic on the 5.
Still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock, Panhandle Trail at Navarre Parkway. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ through traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, today's tech update, horrific news from the technology front, is, and this is... I don't know whether to be horrified or be terrified. I kind of have that reaction a lot to tech stories, but I think I don't know, we'll see when we get done with it. In this one, you have artificial intelligence creating new languages. You heard me. The AI is generating languages. Now, that's in some ways, that's not all that surprising that this would happen. Because, you know, humans invent new languages. I mean, deliberately invent them as opposed to them just developing over time from random grunting. Oh, sofa. No, chair. I mean, you know, like that's how language happens over a long period of time. But in this case, what they've done is they programmed these computers to try to create languages. And, you know, humans have created languages like Tolkien created Elvish and, you know, for the Dothraki language for Game of Thrones and, like, you know, Klingon for Star Trek and all that kind of stuff. Kind of after the fact, I think, for Klingon. It was made by fans, if I remember correctly. But anyway, Con Lang Crafter, this is the name of one of these AIs, created a pipeline for producing complicated, interesting, rules-based with exceptions languages. On a 16-feature structural diversity metric, so not just is it the simplest thing ever, but, you know, language is complicated and interesting and nuanced and has exceptions, right? English is nothing but exceptions. When you think English is made of rules, well, you haven't learned English. Language, it's rote memory for everything. Languages produced by the system showed greater variety than real-world languages. What now? Oh, yeah. The languages made by the AI are more interesting as languages than languages people actually speak. Yay. That's great. They do different layers. They start with sounds and then words and then grammar and all of that. They had other AI that was testing the AI to stress test them to see how it worked and if it was really up to the right standards to validate it. You have artificially generated complexity in the languages, so they would basically teach it like how you'd build a fractal or a crystal or something like that, like kind of do something random here, and then it would do something random there. In the end, like I say, they made languages that scored, there's a consistency score for diversity, and basically a regular language, ordinary human language, scores around a 0.4. on this metric. The AI languages were like a 0.56 to a 0.6, meaning they were about 50% more complicated than our languages. It can generate languages that don't use words. I did traffic on the fives, right? Okay, you're looking at me like I'm sorry, my fault. Languages that are not even evolved, don't even build around human activity. Like, you know, you would never not have consonants in a language on purpose. There's no reason to, but you could do a language out of just vowels. So they did. You could do a language where instead of sounds, you use colors and gestures, which they did. You could have, they called it chromemes, color-based signals, and kinememes, gesture-based signals, and they built a grammar out of that. So what I took away, by the way, one of the applications they say is like in gaming worlds where you're trying to create this authentic experience of another kind of milieu, that having languages that you would have to learn and understand and dissect in order to operate in that game would be something interesting for people as a puzzle, which I thought was fascinating. Here's where I take it. So the AI is inventing a language that the AI alone can speak, that humans don't understand, that it can then install in all the robots, and then all of the AI and all of the robots can all talk to each other in a language that we don't understand. Perfect. This is exactly what I need to be thinking of.
Listen on air at 92.3.